Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Also streaming live on Periscope and on YouTube and on Twitch as well at 102.5 The Game on these platforms. Loving it. You can catch us every day here on the show, both on the radio, at the Game Nashville app, and streaming live on Periscope, Twitch, and on YouTube. So lots of options to hear Robbie and Rex Road or see Robbie and Rex Road.
I got this. Not, still not natural for me to switch the microphone like this, but I want.
But there's a much better view of your face now, and it's. I think you're doing our audience a great service.
Yeah, I think it would be a real shame for people not to be able to see as much of me as possible.
I would agree.
A lot of me to see.
A lot of you to see. Wow. Geez, a little self-deprecating humor there. I like it.
This sweatshirt is the most comfortable sweatshirt I've ever had. It's like being ensconced in velvet.
There you go. Vandy Ian on Twitch says, Stillman versus Rex Road live on Twitch. You want like a cage match?
In what?
Yeah, I don't know. Wrestling match?
In anything that involves any sort of physical activity? And how much younger than me is Jared?
Oh, at least 17 to 18 years.
I will destroy him. I'm looking right at you,
looked
camera.
Right at the camera.
I hope you're looking at me, Jared. Destroy you.
There you go. We'll see if we can make that happen here on the program. Maybe here in the studio sometime in the future.
Whatever he wants.
That's right.
Play some Old Maid. You could play some Uno.
Yeah. Now we're talking. Taking your thoughts all show long on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Talking college hoops right now, the NCAA tournament underway officially last night, the first full day today on the NCAA tournament, and Tennessee playing against Oregon State. We'll get to our picks a little bit later, coming up this hour in Weekend Winners at 9:30. But, Joe, I want to ask you a question that I brought up earlier this week with Josh Ward. And I'm not asking it in terms of, is there any pressure on Rick Barnes in terms of him losing his job with the Tennessee basketball coach? I mean, that's just not going to happen. He's done a really good job since he's been the head coach at Tennessee. As we've talked about before, I know there are some Tennessee fans that are unhappy with Rick Barnes. I think those Tennessee fans lack perspective on what this job is and what it's been throughout the history of the program here in Tennessee men's basketball. But I ask it from this vantage point. There's a narrative on Rick Barnes, and it's been there for a long time, ever since he was at Texas, that you've had some really talented teams that underachieve in the NCAA tournament and don't win to the level that they're expected to win or choke away games in the NCAA tournament. And that's been something that continues to be associated with Rick Barnes coach teams. And we've talked about this team a lot here on the show this year, and especially thinking back to the beginning of the season, you and I both thought, I mean, maybe a Final Four quality team in terms of the talent that they have, the depth that we thought they had at that point as well, and just the state of the two freshmen coming in as well. So through that lens, as you view the season that they've had and the narrative that surrounds Rick Barnes, how important is this tournament with this team for him and his legacy as he continues to move forward here?
Well, I think it's – listen, if they don't get out of this weekend, a lot of what you just said is going to be talked about a lot. There's no getting around that, okay? So it is important. And in the defense of Tennessee – look, I agree with you. People, you have to have perspective. This program's never been to a Final Four. It's been to one Elite Eight. Game I covered, by the way, a loss to Michigan State that easily could have been a win in 2010 for Bruce Pearl. And he had a heck of a run. And that's part of the problem for Rick Barnes, too, I think, is Bruce Pearl. Because Bruce Pearl kicks his butt whenever they play, it seems like. And Bruce Pearl, I would say, when he had it rolling here, really had it rolling here, even just like the style of play, all that stuff, personnel. I mean, Bruce Pearl, I think most Tennessee fans still love Bruce Pearl. I would still tell the Tennessee fans, yeah, I think you're better off. Like, you should feel better about your program.
The first thing they'll say, though, is the head-to-head record between Bruce Pearl and Rick Barnes.
No, I get it. I get it. And another thing, and I was going to say this, in defense of like Vols fans who are getting antsy, you look at like a Nate Oates.
Right.
And of course you're like, oh man, what? Because look, I don't think that Rick Barnes has a ton of years left as the head coach. So I understand some of that. He's 66 years old. I don't know how long he wants to coach. I mean, Coach K is going strong in his 70s right now. Who knows? But listen, Rick Barnes has, I think everything he's done has been Hall of Fame coach. Absolutely. You go back to Providence and what he did there. He took over for Rick Pitino at Providence. He did really good things in a short time at Clemson and then, of course, Texas. But other than that Sweet 16 with that great team that I thought could have won it all 2 years ago that he built in the face of a lot of people saying these players aren't good enough and turned out pros and a championship team. But other than that, he's been past the first weekend. He has not been past the first weekend since 2008.
Yeah.
Okay? And this is, again, a lot of what happened for him at Texas. Those last few years, he still had a lot of talent, and he had some really good teams, you know, a 28-win team, a couple 24-win teams, NBA guys, and not getting out of the first weekend. And that ultimately became too much for the people at Texas, even though what he did with that program overall was fantastic. So I think he's an incredible program builder. I think he's an elite developer of players. He now at Tennessee has parlayed the development of these guys, the Grant Williamses and the Admiral Schofields and Jordan Bones, into recruiting at a high level,
yeah,
higher level than Tennessee's ever really recruited at this last class. But that's the knock. It's right now. And I do think it would do much to help him to get to the second weekend, and it will do much to increase the complaining and grumbling if he doesn't.
Well, and not even just with the NCAA tournament. I mean, let's not forget what the expectations were for this group heading into the season. It was to win the SEC regular season championship. It was to win the SEC basketball tournament, and neither one of those things got accomplished. So there are some Tennessee fans out there that say, even with a team like this, and the tournament hasn't started yet, you've already underachieved with this group and the roster that you have. And they hold that against Rick Barnes and add that, I guess, to the pile of further evidence that when the expectations get high and when things are going well, at least from a recruiting standpoint and a talent standpoint, that Tennessee and Rick Barnes just choke. And again, I don't know if that's fair or not from a regular season point of view. I certainly understand the conversation around that in the NCAA tournament. But there will be Tennessee fans that, regardless of how this tournament goes, short of a run to the Elite Eight or the Final Four or something like that, view this team as a disappointment because they did not accomplish winning the SEC regular season championship or the SEC tournament championship as well.
Yeah. Now, when you talk about regular season championships, I think Duke hasn't won one in like more than a decade,
right,
for example. I mean, that's a championship. It's cutting the nets. It's a banner. And, of course, that team in 17-18 did win the SEC, first time in a long time for Tennessee. And the next year, I mean, that's a 31-6 team, a 15-3 in the league. You know, they played LSU the one time on the road, but that was a controversial game, all that stuff. But I agree, like this was, it's kind of the reverse. 17-18, of course, they were picked like last by the SEC media, which is still embarrassing for all of you who did that. It was not me. In fact,
I know
I got Tennessee in video of telling Adam Sparks at SC Media, he's like, Tennessee is way better than this. What are people talking about? So I got receipts on that one. But this year is like the flip of that.
That's right. For people hammering Rex Rhodes college basketball takes, take that.
Yeah, exactly. You just have to go back 5 years to find something decent. But Tennessee this year, like you said, clear favorite, and you saw them earlier, you're like, this team could be special. I thought so. And then they go in and just a lot of bad nights in the league. 10-7. Forget that they didn't win the championship. You know, going 10-7 in this league this year, that's a disappointment. There's just no way around it.
And in fairness, nobody saw to the degree in which it's happened the level of Alabama being what it is. Like, everybody knew Nate Oates is a good coach and Alabama could be good. Nobody expected Alabama to be this good.
Well, and that's the funny thing, too, as you go through a season and how you think of things at the time and how you think of things later, You know, that loss to Alabama now, it's like, man, they almost beat Alabama. At the time, it was like, you lost at home to Alabama? Right? Yeah. So then you beat Arkansas the next game.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. Okay, well, get your crap together, right? Well, those are the best two teams in the league. But I still think that this team, and we saw it for so much of the Alabama game, I still think that the talent level of this team is better than anybody in the SEC. I do. I think Alabama has more pieces that fit well, and they play better together and all that stuff. And sometimes you can't quite get a roster to fit together. But I just think Tennessee, because of the freshmen, has all kinds of potential still in this tournament. And it would be big. Because another thing with Rick Barnes that we haven't talked about, but when the flirtation happened with UCLA,
yep,
and he comes away basically making $5 million a year now. $5 million a year is elite coach salary. It's not really good coach, maybe a tier below the elite guys. It's elite coach salary. So I thought from that moment that the discussion around him, scrutiny around him, is still going to get stronger, even though he had just engineered maybe the greatest season in Tennessee history.
We'll continue this conversation on the other side and take your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. How much pressure is on Rick Barnes and Tennessee as they begin tournament play today against Oregon State? We'll talk about that next. And hey, right now, 1025 The Game and T-Mobile have teamed up to help you continue the tradition with a hockey home gating party, and it's time to text into the game line at 615-737-1025 for your chance to win the T-Mobile Hockey Home Gate. You can watch a weekend Preds game with a Dos Equis prize pack, which includes a case of beer, dessert from Nothing But Cakes, a T-Mobile prize pack, and food provided by 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. Just text the word HOCKEY to 615-737-1025. That's HOCKEY to 615-737-1025 now to enter. The winner will be contacted on Thursday, and you must be 21 or older to enter. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. The Game Bracket Challenge is back. Sign up and play now for your chance to win great prizes. Now that all the teams have been selected, go to thegamenashville.com and fill out your bracket to compete for a chance to win those great prizes. The Game Bracket Challenge is brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket, Cool Springs Wine and Spirits, European Collision Repair, and Coach's Corner Sports Grill. And you still got some time to get those filled out. So make sure you go to thegamenashville.com and get those done.
And you can see how you do against us and the rest of the 102.5 The Game personalities.
Yes, you can. I feel good about my bracket.
Brennan filled one out for that, too. So you can crush my 13-year-old son.
Yes. So does he now have UCLA winning the national championship?
I haven't looked at his bracket. Gosh, I wonder if he did have my daughter.
Michigan making a
final. I had to help Caroline fill out her bracket last night. She couldn't figure it out. And it was before the Michigan State game, and she has them either winning it all or getting to the championship game. And I'm like, Caroline, they might lose tonight. It's like, no, I pick MSU over you. All right.
Hey. I like the commitment.
But now she's riding UCLA. She's got UCLA.
Yeah.
You know?
Whereas Porth calls it UCLA.
UCLA, yeah.
Literally how it's spelled.
It is how it's spelled. I can't argue with you there. Speaking of UCLA, Rick Barnes almost ended up at UCLA, and that's the question
we're
asking right now. How much pressure is on Rick Barnes and Tennessee as they play in the tournament today, taking on Oregon State today? We'll have our picks for that game coming up in the next segment of Weekend Winners. And, Joe, we've talked about kind of the history of Rick Barnes in the NCAA tournament and the underachieving that has taken place in terms of some of the talented teams that he's had. I mean, the one I think everybody points to is the team with Kevin Durant, how that didn't make a deeper run in the NCAA tournament than it did. That's a big one people point to. Obviously, he's had a ton of talent at Texas. Even the Tennessee team a couple of years ago with Schofield and, you know, Grant Williams and all the talent they had on that team, a great game in the NCAA tournament, just a heartbreaking loss for the Vols. It feels like there's been a lot of teams that you just are left wanting more with Rick Barnes. And this is interesting one because I agree with you. I think the talent level on this Tennessee basketball team, it may be higher than the Schofield team, and it certainly, I think, is the best in the SEC. And they've underachieved from that part of it this year. But if you can get hot, you can get rolling, they could absolutely be a team that athletically I think matches up with just about anybody in the country.
Yeah, now listen, you want to talk about talent level. Well, Kentucky has a massive talent level too. They've got two guys who go in the NBA. They're not even close to the NCAA tournament. That's the problem. So, like, I don't think this team's even close to 2 years ago. If you're going strictly by you're going to have two guys who might go in the top 15, yes. But that's a problem with freshmen. And that team, that's why. So let's take it here locally to Jerry Stackhouse and other coaches. And, look, Rick Barnes likes this too, that all coaches do to a point. This is why you need, quote-unquote, to get old
yep.
with your teams. And you need guys who are good college players who aren't guaranteed to leave after a year. I mean, it's not that you stop recruiting the Keon Johnsons of the world, not at all, but you know, the problem with this team is they don't have quite the right mix, or they haven't shown it enough. So like maybe purely talent level, yes. And again, like Eve Pons now is a senior who does a lot more than he did on those teams. And he's going to be, I think he's going to be in the NBA. I think he may be a G League / NBA guy, but someone's going to want Eve Pons on their roster. Yep. But that team from 2 years ago was a much better team.
Well, they're mature.
Yeah. And, you know, I think one huge difference, and now you look to next year with Tennessee, they had the point guard who can get wherever he wants on the floor
yep.
and set people up. And Jordan Bone will forever be the most underrated part of that team. And so next year, probably maybe for 1 year, but next year they're going to have that guy again. They haven't had him since then. That's a huge part of this. So real quick, hot take update. Stillman on Twitter has the Vols losing
to Oregon State.
Oregon State today. He also, when someone challenged him and said, well, talent and coaching will win, he said Wayne Tinkle is a way better coach than Rick Barnes.
Wow.
So.
Not a big fan of Rick Barnes.
That's a hot take.
I don't think the Oregon State winning is that big of a hot take. Like, it could happen with this Tennessee team.
Wayne Tinkle as a way better coach than Rick Barnes is the hot take.
Yeah.
You know, so like with Barnes, what I've tried to figure out, and I've tried to look at this some, is like, can we point to things, you know, like trends or certain things that have happened or haven't happened for him in all these NCAA exits? And I've never really found that.
No.
You know, I think sometimes there's some late game stuff. I thought he had some late game bad moments against Alabama the other day. But like, think back to the Purdue game 2 years ago. I can't think of a coaching. I mean, I was sitting right there, courts. I can't think of anything in that game. I mean, Ryan Klein was hitting 28 footers with guys' hands in his face.
Yeah.
And at the end, you know, you contest the three in the corner. I think he nudged him. You could have gone either way with the call. Like, I can't look at that game and say, man, coaching. Other than, I guess, you know, you didn't play as well early. They did get smacked in the face early. They had to come. They had to charge back to get back in the game. So that's the thing, too, is like, what is there a certain weakness or something like a blind spot for Rick Barnes as a coach in these NCAA tournaments? I don't have one. I haven't seen anybody else come up with one. Ultimately, though, I mean, you gotta win more. In 24-24, he should have a better record than that.
Yeah.
In this event.
Well, and the other part of this is just the event itself, right? Like, it's so unpredictable, and that's part of what makes it great. Like, Sam on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, there's no guarantees in the tournament. People point to KD and Barnes, but Coach K couldn't win with Zion, RJ, and Reddish. I mean, it's not like Rick Barnes is the only coach that's had some really talented teams not do well in the NCAA tournament.
It's funny. I thought when you said Coach K, I thought he said Coach KD, which is actually a great thing to bring up.
Yeah.
Gene Katie, he's one of the greatest coaches ever, okay? The dude never went to the Final Four. I mean, he had Purdue teams competing year after year for Big Ten championships. He had pros. He had you know, a lot of great veteran teams, defense. Just a tremendous Hall of Fame basketball coach, never went to the Final Four. Now, that happens. Some coaches are, like, just have a knack. That's the thing with Rick Barnes, yes. On a given year, like the Durant team, you know, it's 1 year with Kevin Durant. They went 25-10, second-round loss, close game. I mean, you know, that's going to happen. You would hope over the years you would have more that go your way.
Right.
Like, again, you know, Tom Izzo, who's a big topic of discussion today, and he's been, you know, a great all-around coach, but especially in the tournament. His tournament is better than his overall performance.
Right.
And in Barnes' case, I mean, Barnes' overall performance
pretty good.
Right there with like a Tom Izzo or poach like that. But the huge difference is obviously tournament performance. Why do some coaches, you know, is it how you prepare? Is it how you get information to your players in a short period of time? Don't overload them, but give them enough of the scouting report. There's a lot of different ways coaches do things. And I'm sure Rick Barnes has tried a variety of things over the years.
Let's revisit our poll question of the day at 1025 The Game on Twitter. And today's question is this. What would you consider to be a success for Tennessee's NCAA tournament appearance starting today? Would it be one win? Would it be a trip to the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, or the Final Four? Right now, 47% say the Sweet 16 would be considered a success. 26% say the Elite Eight. 18% say one win. And only 9% say the Final Four would be considered the bar of success.
Yeah. I mean, the Final Four would be wildly successful historic right. run. So I don't expect it to be there. I do think that there were – I mean, look, I was there talking about it. We were talking about it. Final Four is a possibility.
If you would ask me this question in December and Sweet 16 was winning the poll, I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
I would say at least Elite Eight.
See, I would say, just looking at the bracket now, Sweet 16 and give Illinois a fight, I think you can feel good about that.
Yeah.
If you're a Tennessee fan. It's a big deal, you know, when you talk about just program visibility and recruiting everything to get to this next weekend. I mean, you take out, it used to be 48, so what, 52 teams?
Yep.
You take 52 teams away and there's 16 left, and that is a big program week for you if you make it to that next round, you know? I mean, that from that perspective, and I think, you know, these guys have got it rolling now on the recruiting trail and all that, but it's never not important.
When we come back, it's that time of the week, time for weekend winners here on Robbie and Rex Road. We got some games to pick, Tennessee and Oregon State, a couple of Preds games coming up this weekend as well. I'm taking your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Time to pick some winners. We hope. Robbie and Rex Road have weekend winners for you now
on ESPN
102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
And it is that time of the week. Time for weekend winners here on Robbie and Rex Road. Of course, you could watch live today via Periscope, YouTube, and Twitch here on the program. We've got some good winners to pick for you today. But first, Joe Rexroad, you've got a word.
Well, we just had talking with TD. I just wanted to mention real quick, per TD, Western Michigan wide receiver Dwayne Eskridge, Clemson wide receiver Cornell Powell, and UCLA wide receiver / running back Demetric Felton will be on Talking with TD this week.
So lots of
players of
love.
Interest.
Absolutely.
Receivers are of high interest.
Make sure
Titans.
You check that out on Talking with TD. Joe Rexroad, weekend winners. Let's recap how we did last week. What did the standings look like in our competition?
Well, you had a big week.
Yes, I did.
5-1, got your lock, 6 points.
Yeah, buddy.
You are back in this thing.
Come on.
Porth and I both went 3-3, got our locks, so 4 points. So at this point, I mean, it's just a one away and one away, except for the lock. So I'm 11-7, 14 points. And in the opposite of football season, I'm 3-0 my locks. Porth, 10-8, 11 points, 1-2. Robbie, 9-9, 10 points, 1-2. So it's good
time. Tightening up.
It is. Yeah, it's right there.
So let's start with today's matchup between Tennessee and Oregon State. Tennessee favored in this game by 8.5. Ryan Porth. We begin with you. Tennessee and Oregon State, Tennessee -8.5.
Give me the Vols. I'm taking the Vols -8.5. I think they win this by double digits. Pull away in the second half. They've been a streaky team from half to half, and they have a big second half to pull away.
They have been a streaky team. I will also take the Vols -8.5. I think they win by probably 9. So the 8.5 makes it very interesting in this game. I'm very tempted to take Oregon State, not to win, but to cover in this game, because if you've watched Tennessee athletics, they make things a whole lot more difficult than they probably need to be on a regular basis. But I'm going to go the other way and select the Vols in this competition. Joe Rexroad, Tennessee -8.5 favored today against Oregon State.
Yeah, I'm the same way with really being tempted to take Oregon State just to, you know, keep it close, and it's an NCAA tournament. Anything can happen. But I'm gonna go ahead and give the 8.5 and take the Vols too. I think hit some free throws down the stretch, cover the spread.
So that is our pick for Tennessee and Oregon State. Nobody picking Oregon State to upset the Vols today, apparently.
No.
Except Jared.
Other than Jared. He's not a part of this competition.
Wayne Tinkle's number one fan, right. Jared Stillman.
That's right. Moving ahead, the Predators taking on the Florida Panthers tomorrow, still on the road. I'll start on this one. The Predators have gotten two big wins in a row. Kyle Yarncroke on a hot streak right now. I think Florida finds a way to get it done tomorrow. Give me the Panthers and make it my lock. I've got the Panthers winning tomorrow. That is my lock of the week. Ryan Porth, the Predators going for three in a row tomorrow against the Florida Panthers. Who you got in this game?
I'm going with the Florida Panthers as well. I think they earn the split.
Great analysis.
I'll have less analysis than that. So I'll go with the Panthers. Groupthink going on big time. We need to start separating from
each other. We've got the same picks on every pick so far. The Predators taking on the Dallas Stars on Sunday. Joe Rex Road. Preds or Stars? Who you got?
Give me the Preds.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Preds, and I do think some of what we were talking about earlier with a little nastiness, a little anger toward
the Stars.
I think, I like the way the Preds are playing, goaltending right now, so I think they get a weekend split.
Ryan Porth, the Predators taking on the Stars coming up on Sunday. Who you got in this competition?
Every single thing that Joe Rexrow just said.
Okay, so
including
you're going Preds.
Taking the Preds Sunday night. I think they start the road trip with a win in Dallas, and they end the road trip with a win in Dallas.
You're going to make it your lock? You're saving that?
I'm saving my lock.
Okay, I was just checking.
Come on.
Both already predicting a fight in that game.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm tempted to go Stars just to be different, but I'm not. I'm going Preds.
My gosh, we have all the exact same
Well, picks. We're about to deviate here in just a second, so it's okay. You know, we're usually pretty different in this competition. You can't just pick different for the sake of picking different. That's how I got down in this competition. So now I'm taking the Preds as well. So we're all the same through the first three rounds of the competition here today on Weekend Winners. Now we go our own way. Three picks on our own. Take it any way you want to take it. The NCAA tournament, NHL, NBA, everything on the table. Ryan Porth, let's begin with you. Your first independent pick is what?
I'm going to start with the NHL.
Okay.
I'm going back to the well, even though Carolina let me down last night in a big, big way. I'm going with the Hurricanes minus the 1.5 at home against Columbus.
Okay.
So that game is tomorrow night.
All right. So taking place tomorrow night, Porth confident in a rebound performance by the Carolina Hurricanes.
That's going to be a 5-2 win for Carolina.
Ooh, even throwing the score out there as well. I like that. Joe Rexrode, your noted. First independent pick is what?
Well, I'm going all NCAA tournament. And I'm going all today because there's such a buffet of basketball. We don't even need to look beyond today.
Okay.
Interesting 8-9 game here, which, of course, could lead to a really interesting second-round game for Illinois. But Georgia Tech, Loyola Chicago. Loyola is minus 5.5. Georgia Tech is not going to have star big man Moses Wright, even if they did. I'd take Loyola in a close game. I like Loyola to win comfortably, make it Loyola minus 5.5 and make it my lock.
Ooh.
Guarantee.
That spread moved from 2 to 5.5 quickly when that news came out.
Joe Rexrode with some deep appreciation for Sister Jean. Lots of confidence.
101.
Chicago. Absolutely. Still going strong. Give me Colgate plus 8.5.
The toothpaste.
Against Arkansas. Now, Arkansas, full disclosure, is a pick of mine to go to the Final Four. So I like Arkansas. I think this game is going to be very high scoring. I like Colgate to keep it close in a dramatic game. Arkansas pulls it out at the end, but give me Colgate plus the 8.5.
So you're not going with Crest?
No, Crest, just Colgate.
I think you already made that joke.
Yeah, I think he just did it three times in one segment.
How about an AIM? How about an AIM joke?
That's right. Joe Rexrode.
That's an underrated toothpaste.
It is. Joe Rexrode, your next independent pick is what?
So North Carolina, Wisconsin. I'm liking these. I guess I'm liking these 8-9 games. I'm going to go against the Big Ten here. I just don't like how Wisconsin has been playing. They do have a veteran team. They are a team that, quote, got old. But they were very underwhelming the last few weeks of the season. And I like North Carolina's trend right now. Give me North Carolina minus a point and a half. I think they win a pretty close game, but I think they will handle this game.
I like it. That was on the board for me. I'm not going to go that route, but that was on the board. I've got confidence in North Carolina in that game as well. Give me Oklahoma State minus the 7 against Liberty. I think Cade Cunningham is en route for a special, special tournament. I think Liberty, even though they're going to try to play that defensive style and screw things up offensively for Oklahoma State, they're not going to be able to do it. Oklahoma State pulls away late. Give me Oklahoma State minus the 7 against Liberty. Ryan Porth.
So I forget if this is today or tomorrow, but first round game between Ohio and Virginia. You already know from Call Your Shot Friday that Ohio upsetting Virginia was my upset special. I'm making it my lock. That they covered the 7-point spread against the Cavaliers. Virginia's overrated. Ohio's a sneaky Cinderella-type team.
I like that. How popular of a pick do you think that is
lock?
Around the country?
I mean, the spread started at like 9, and it's now at 7. So people have
people
been
liking Ohio.
So money's going to the Bobcats.
I like it.
And Virginia's got the, you know, they've had issues, so I like it too.
I will begin the final round of the independent picks here on this edition of Weekend Winners. Give me my beloved Miami Heat minus the 4.5 tonight against the Indiana Pacers. The Miami Heat right now, the hottest team in the league in the NBA, playing very well. Jimmy Butler.
So the Heat are hot.
The Heat are hot. Bam Adebayo coming back in as well. Heat 4.5-point favorites against the Pacers. Give me the Miami Heat. Had to throw a little NBA action in there for you. Joe Rexroad, your next pick, or your final pick.
Well, I disrespected the Big Ten with my last pick, but I'm going to go ahead and give the Big Ten a nod here. Purdue, I like how they've been playing. North Texas, kind of a surprise team out of CUSA here, getting 7. I think Purdue handles that spread. Give me Purdue minus 7 against North Texas.
So some love for the Big Ten there from Joe Rexroad. Ryan Porth, the final selection of this edition of Weekend Winners. What do you have?
I've got Gonzaga moneyline. No, I'm kidding.
Yes.
All right, but I am going with a moneyline pick and not a spread pick in the tournament.
Is that allowed?
If
the spread is available, that's not allowed. But
UCLA with the upset moneyline against BYU.
Okay, I'll allow that.
If it's an upset, then the money line just fine.
That's fine. I allow that.
We'll allow it?
Yeah.
The Fighting
we'll
Mick Cronins. There's typically one of the teams from the first four that then make an upset in the first round. I think UCLA is that team this year.
Mick Cronin.
Lots
totally
of love
out
for Mick Cronin.
He out-coached Izzo in the second half last night. There was no doubt.
Do you miss Mick
good
Cronin?
Coach.
Yes, I do.
Yes,
and
I'm
if anybody
sure.
read what came out in The Athletic yesterday about John Brandon at Cincinnati, I definitely miss Mick Cronin.
I imagine you do.
Mutiny in Cincinnati.
Mutiny. It's a mutiny. That does it for this edition of Weekend Winners. Good luck. Hope everybody listening takes our advice to heart.
You are not wishing us good luck.
No.
You're wishing the listeners good luck.
Correct.
But not me and Joe.
Wish me good luck, though, because I've already let people down
you
this
have.
Week.
Your reputation is at stake.
Yeah, man. I don't want people like physically angry at
That's
me.
That's right.
You know?
I am taking the under of Arkansas Colgate.
It probably should. It's probably,
That's probably a good move.
At this point. When we come back, it's time for Free Beer Friday. We'll have that trivia question coming up for you next. But right now, I got to tell you about my friends at FanDuel. And speaking of the tourney, there's always that one team that ruined your bracket. And that's why this year I'm betting the tourney on FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook. Because on FanDuel, your first bet is risk-free. And it doesn't matter if you're betting on Tennessee or on Oregon State. New users get up to $1,000 in site credit back if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel's got odds on all the action with games day and night, an easy-to-use app, multiple deposits and fast withdrawals, and always-on promotions. Your next chance to win with FanDuel is always only minutes away. And if that's not enough, FanDuel wants to make you a millionaire. They're giving away $1 million to one lucky bettor, and new and existing users can get an additional shot at the payout every single day that you bet on the tourney. So if you want a shot at becoming a millionaire or even a thousandaire, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code ROB so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code ROB. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply for $1 million drawing. Risk-free offer for first real online money wager only. Site credit is not withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. And for problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Ah, yes, that time of the week here on Robbie and Rex Road. Time for Free Beer Friday. And the good thing about streaming now on Periscope and on YouTube and on Twitch is every time Ryan Porth plays a country song, you can see Joe Rex Road's disgust visibly on the camera.
I don't think that was disgust.
No, you handled that one pretty well. You're not handling this microphone very well right
trying
now.
To get this.
There you go.
That wasn't disgust on my face.
Okay.
I was kind of waving my head back and forth awkwardly.
Joe Rex Road.
Like Elaine Bennis.
Becoming a better, or bigger and bigger Luke Combs fan by the week here on the program.
Nothing picks me up like a beer can.
Yeah. Please tell me he has other songs in his collection.
He does.
Okay.
They sound very similar, but he does. It is
Look
Free
at
Beer
you.
Friday.
You're ripping on country music.
Modern day country music, yes, I will rip on it very much.
Luke Combs is
He's fine.
The real deal.
He's fine.
By the way, I thought of some other country. You know, my dad used to listen to the Oak Ridge Boys. I liked that as a kid. Alabama.
A weekly update.
I liked that as a kid. Okay. There's two.
Joe Rex Road's country music Rolodex.
See? It's not all hate for the country music.
What's the one song he always brings up?
I can't remember.
I can't remember it either.
You think he would know? But he doesn't.
He's
I always bring
down.
Up a song.
Oh, yeah, he's gone down. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yes, I absolutely love everything about Smokey and the Bandit, including the country song that was on the soundtrack.
So it is time for Free Beer Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road with your opportunity to win a $25 gift card to Bavarian Beer House located at Opry Mills Mall. And we have a trivia question for you, as we do each and every Friday. And if you know the answer, be the first to text into our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. The first correct answer will win the $25 Bavarian Beer House gift card at Opry Mills Mall. And Ryan Porth has had this trivia question prepared for days. So Ryan Porth,
days.
Without further ado, I turn it over to you.
For nearly a week.
Yeah.
Now, earlier in the show, I teased that this is tailor-made for Tennessee Hoops fans.
Correct.
The only time Tennessee has made it to the Elite Eight was 2010. What trio for the Vols all averaged double figures in points that season?
I like it.
So need all three names of the three players that averaged double figures in points that season.
If you've got the correct answer to that question, let us know on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. The first correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Bavarian Beer House located at Opry Mills Mall.
I got two that I know for sure, like boom. The third one is interesting. There's
okay.
a few options. That's a good question.
It is a good question.
It's a tougher one than I've thrown out there in the last handful
of weeks. Yeah, stepping your game up a little bit. I like that.
Like I said, man, covered that game. Tennessee had a great chance. Great chance to win that game. That was Draymond Green at the end of that game. Little pass to Draymond Morgan. Got fouled like a second left. Man, a lot of Vols fans there in St. Louis that day.
I bet there were.
And Vols media legends such as Mike Griffith were also there.
Yes, I'm sure that they were. So today, Joe, is I guess the official or unofficial beginning, the first full day of your favorite event of the sports calendar year. Number one, how excited are you to see what the NCAA tournament looks like this year? And do you have any major upsets in mind? What's your bracket looking like? Have you completed your bracket at this point, or are you waiting till the very last minute to get it done?
No, I went on a bracket flurry last night and did all the same bracket. I'm one bracket guy now. So, yeah, I'm super excited. I thought last night we got a glimpse of what it's going to be. I mean, it's going to be about a quarter full or a little less in some of these arenas. I love that they're using Mackey Assembly. They're going to use Hinkle. It'll be great. You know, I think it seems like they've got the bubble secure, which is good. I mean, all the testing outcomes so far have been mostly positive and overwhelmingly positive. Not perfect, but overwhelmingly positive. So I'm really pumped. It's going to be an awesome day. And, yeah, I've got is this my bracket right here? It is my bracket right here. I've got a 12-13 advancing in the West. So I got some UCSB and some Ohio taking out Creighton and Virginia for one of my big upsets. The biggest one I have is Morehead State.
Me too.
Maybe I'm a little
got
bit
too. Got it going to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, so I've got Cuse getting them in the second round, but that's my biggest one. I think those are really the three big upsets that I have. Well, and then obviously, I mean, it's the funny thing is you say it now, it's not even like it's an upset, but yeah, I have Winthrop beating Villanova.
Yeah.
Like, I feel worse about that than anything because
it's so popular.
Because everyone, yeah. Like 10% of people are picking still a very good Villanova team, but just Colin Gillespie is a big loss.
And your national champion, I believe, is Illinois, right?
It is. I don't have a very creative Final Four. You know, I've got Illinois, Baylor, Gonzaga, and Alabama. Yeah, so I got 3 1s and a 2, and it's not going to be that. There's going to be a 3 or a 4 or a 6 or an 8 that makes it to the Final Four. But I think Gonzaga has a sweet side. I mean, they've got a path with ease. And I love Illinois. I think Illinois, with everything that they have, starting with Ayo Dosunmu, who is just such a special player, I'm going with them. But, you know, Gonzaga is the best team. That's my title game.
I've got Gonzaga winning the national championship, getting the job done, remaining undefeated. My Final Four is Gonzaga, Arkansas, Illinois, and Alabama. So two teams from the SEC.
You
I don't feel great about
SEC
it.
I am homer, an SEC homer.
Ryan Porth, who's your national champion?
Illinois.
Okay. All right. We'll see how it goes.
They're very popular. I was surprised with us, like the other college basketball writers, Illinois was very popular. You did say Illinois, right?
Illinois.
Yeah, not Illinois.
Whatever. Win a national championship, I'll pronounce it right.
I think I decided when Illinois went into Michigan and smoked them that they were probably going to be my pick.
Okay.
Knowing how good they were all season and they've been coming on strong. They win the Big Ten tournament. Now, it doesn't always work out that a conference tournament winner wins. I think it's only happened once in like the last 7 or 8 years.
Yep.
That's very convenient. You said it now. You could have called your shot right back.
Could
then.
Have.
Why didn't you call your shot then?
Yeah.
About what?
About Illinois winning it.
Yeah, come on.
Michigan.
Let's add it. Add it.
There you go. Shot.
A late edition.
The Illini.
Ryan Porth, do we have a winner in the Free Beer Friday trivia competition?
I don't think so. We've stumped.
Ooh, really?
Have stumped the audience.
What happens if the show's over and no one has won?
Remind us of the question.
The question, only time Tennessee made it to the Elite Eight was 2010. What trio for the Tennessee Volunteers all averaged double figures in points that season?
All righty. If you know the answer, let us know on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025.
And we've had correct answers, but not hitting all three at once.
You've got to hit all three. There's a lot that are hitting two.
You can do
it. See. So there's one. There are two that are pretty obvious. There's one that maybe you forgot about and haven't thought of. But once you think of it, it'll make a whole lot of sense.
I can't wait to ask as soon as the show ends because the third one is boggling my mind.
I think we're getting some text in now and may start to have a winner. We'll have to go through all the texts. But it's a good question by Ryan Porth. We've had some pretty quick winners in the last few of them with Free Beer Friday. This one requires a little bit more thought.
I want to know if Hoops Nut Elijah Campbell, who just walked in the studio, knows it like this.
He got two of three.
See? Okay. That third one.
That just kind of illustrates how challenging it is.
If Elijah Campbell isn't like that with an answer,
right.
You know it's a tough question.
That's going to do it for us today here on Robbie and Rex Row. We appreciate all the participation on our streaming platforms this week as well. Periscope, Twitch, and YouTube. We'll be doing that every single show.
You're welcome.
You're absolutely welcome. We'll be back on Monday morning to discuss all things NCAA tournament over the weekend. Darren Doddick and Chase is coming up next. You're listening to ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.